I'm Steve Junker with the Fishing News. We are starting off the 2014 season, and I'm happy to welcome back On the Water magazine editor Kevin Blinkoff. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
Kevin, let's get right to it. This is the time of year when our migrating species of fish return. Let me start by asking you to explain, where are they returning from? Because they're not just coming from one direction.
No, that's right. We've got two different fish migrations that really happen with our fish here on Cape Cod. Some of them kind of like songbirds. They go south for the winter. Striped bass is a good example of that. They head down to North Carolina, and then they make their way back up here in the spring. And then there are other fish like fluke or summer flounder. They head offshore for the winter, so they'll go to deeper waters off at the edge of the continental shelf and spend the winter out there and then come back here in the springtime.
Now, the timing of all of this is what keeps fishermen on edge, as everyone wants to know if the fish are back yet. One of the most important factors is the seasonal water temperature, which can vary quite a lot from year to year.
Yeah, there are a lot of different theories and ideas of what matters, but it seems like water temperature makes the biggest difference. And we can look to 2 years ago. We had a very mild winter and a warm spring, and striped bass showed up on Cape Cod as early as April 15th that year. And this year, obviously, we had a very cold winter. It was slow to warm up in March and April, and water temperature lagged behind, and as such, it didn't really see reports of striped bass on Cape Cod until very recently, until around May 6th and 7th. We've started to see the schoolie stripers. They're the smaller, immature ones. They've shown up a little late, but they are here on the Cape now. It'll still be probably another week or two, maybe around Memorial Day, that we'll see the bigger striped bass, the 15 and 20 pounders. They're still finishing up their spawning right now down in Chesapeake Bay in the Hudson River. Once they're done, they'll start heading north and hopefully be up here on the Cape soon.
So let's talk about where we are right now with the fishing action. Should we start with squid?
Sure, we can start with squid. Every year is different, and that's one of the best things about fishing up here. Last year, we had a very disappointing run of squid, which show up in Vineyard and Nantucket Sound, usually around this time of year. And this year, for whatever reason, it's one of the best we've seen in a long time. So if you head down to Kituit or Falmouth or Hyannis and look off the south-facing beaches there and you see boats out, that's what they're doing. They're out there catching squid right now.
And I remember last year, just around this time, we had a fish show up that was quite unusual. It was a weak fish. Any reports of that yet?
No, unfortunately, and we don't know why. Last year we had this exciting run of weak fish in late April. It could be a water temperature thing. Maybe they'll show up soon. But we're still looking for that to happen.
And black sea bass season opens on the 17th.
Yeah, black sea bass season opens on Saturday, May 17th. It's a little later this year, but it doesn't really matter because we haven't heard too much in the way of reports. Again, I think it's the cold water. We'll see when folks get out and start really targeting for them, if they find them, or if it takes a few extra days or even a week for the sea bass to really show up.
Thinking about 2 years ago when it was so warm so early and the fishing action was so great so early in the season, and this year, here we are, heading into the second half of May, still waiting for big stripers to show up. It's quite a difference.
It is quite a difference, and it's happening. We're not alone in this. We get reports from all the way down to New Jersey, and it's been about a two-week delay for them as well, but they're into the fish now, so it's a good sign. Eventually, they'll make their way up here.
For more on fishing the Cape and Islands, check out the fishing forecast at onthewater.com. Kevin Blinkoff, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
For WCAI's The Fishing News, I'm Steve Junker.